two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, you heard what the boy said. Scott Mitchell, Alex Keery, thanks for being with us. It's a Friday, and last couple segments of the show, and then I'm out the door to Tampa. Scott's on his way to Corvallis, so there you go. Everybody, and I just can't wait to
I've never been to Corvallis.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Reser Stadium.
Never wanted to go.
It's the house that Potato Salad built.
Not on the bucket list.
It's not on the bucket list?
Nope.
I'll tell you right now, because you might have in your mind, okay, here's what I'm going to say.
I'm glad. I'm excited to go.
Oregon State is a better team now, and or I'm telling you, Corvallis is better than you're probably thinking. It really is.
I don't think that it's bad.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting here going,
but people
oh,
don't
man,
want to come to Salt Lake City and go, oh, man, Salt Lake.
No. What I'm saying is, if I had a choice, if I had a choice of places to go,
it'd be Ben.
I'd go to Tampa over
hey,
Corvallis.
Hey, there you go.
Is that better for you?
Go Clearwater. Maybe more of a Clearwater guy.
And
oh, no?
I think I'd go further south.
I'm excited to go to an NFL stadium this weekend. I think it's fun. I'm going to go stand on the pirate ship, the house that John Gruden built. I'm going to be down there hanging out. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see what Jaren Hall looks like in the flesh, like his just like getting the start quarterback. I think he's been shorted in terms of all we've seen is the gadgety. They put him in at the wrong time, so this dumb jet sweeps and stuff like that, and line him up in the slot. I'm not impressed so far. Not with him, but because they just haven't
developed it very well.
Haven't seen it. Haven't seen anything. And so
we're going to see a lot of it now.
I know. I'm actually really excited to see, because from a talent standpoint, everybody says it's about there with he and Zach Wilson. And we see that the he's got that leadership capability too. I thought he's been really good this week answering a lot of the questions that frankly have nothing to do with football, but he's answering them anyway. So looks like a mature kid. I hope that he does well this weekend. Now, in the meantime, we got to get to that all-important part of the game here, or the show's kind of like a game, but we got to get to that part of the show. It's right before the weekend, so we're going to do our weekend What Are the Odds?
What are the odds? You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen, probably. What are the odds?
Simple game, play at home. I will give you a scenario, or Scott will give you a scenario, and we have to decipher from 1 to 100, from 0 to 100, a percent chance that that thing will or will not happen. So here we go. Let's start right off the bat here. Let's go to the Utah side of things right off the bat here, Scott. This is one I wanted to get to, because streaks are not – you're a superstitious dude, and this is one I just was thinking of before we started going into the show here. What are the odds that Tyler Huntley stays – because he's going in interception-free into this game at Corvallis tomorrow. What are the odds that he comes back to Salt Lake City still interception-free?
It's one of those places you'd say it just would probably happen here. Yeah, it was going to
that he would get a pick.
That he'd get an interception.
Okay. See, I would think he'd be able to avoid it still here.
But he's, yeah, I mean, this is I don't want to say this is a team Utah should beat, but they should beat. and I just imagine that if they have a lot of balance offensively, I think there's a high probability that I'll say 70%.
Okay, 70% chance he's INT free still.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
All right.
You got one for me?
Yes.
What do you got?
Well, since you went to the Utah route, I'm going to go the BYU route.
Okay.
All right, what are the odds?
I'm going to say 50-50, by the way, on Tyler Huntley. I just thought about 50-50? It. 50-50, yeah. Okay,
all right. It came to you.
Yeah.
Strong feeling.
Strong feeling. It's a coin toss that he's going to throw a pick.
All right. What are the odds?
Mm-hmm.
BYU beats USF.
Ooh.
Which would be the first ever win in the state of Florida for the mighty Cougars?
So I was BYU. Down. I was down at the Central Florida game in, what was it, 2013 or whatever it was? 2012, I don't know what it was. They lost in overtime to UCF. Like, not the good UCF we know now.
Right.
It was a dumb loss. It was one of those kind of Toledo-type losses.
Sure.
And I thought, if they're going to win in Florida, beating UCF is going to be it. The Florida State game that they got beat up down there at their place, obviously, Florida State's a hard place to go win a football game. If you are going to win a game, it is going to be against this Charlie Strong South Florida team. BYU comes home with a W this weekend. 74% chance.
74%?
74% chance. Is that low? I don't know. I'm like looking around now. No, I'm like, 74%.
That's like,
that's a high. Yeah, that's a three-quarter chance.
Three out of four times. Yeah, three out of four.
Might even be more. Three out of four dentists recommend BYU.
BYU
over
has
USF.
Very, very healthy breath. Smells good, minty fresh, no cavities.
I'm gonna
put it. I'm gonna put it under 50%.
Well, are you kidding?
I don't know why.
Why are you doing this? Now you're just being mean to the BYU fan out there.
It hurt your feelings, didn't it? You want me to say more.
No, because I
hurt your feelings, didn't I?
No.
Yes, I did.
I just know that there are BYU fans out there that lean heavily on your opinion. I've learned to do otherwise over the years.
All right, 51%.
All right, there we go. Yeah,
better than 50%.
So you're telling me that it's a better shot that they're going to win.
Yes.
Let's stay on that Jaren Hall BYU kind of kick.
That bandwagon?
It's a first game out. I don't know how much.
I'm going to change it. I'm going to say. I kind of feel it's the same as you, and I didn't want to pick the same as you,
right?
Because then it's like
so high. You were thinking it was higher.
I just have this feeling that Jaren Hall is going to do well.
Oh,
for some reason.
Well, that kind of goes into this next one.
I know. That's why I changed it.
What are the odds that he throws for over 200 yards and two touchdowns? That's kind of a tall order in BYU's history. Four backups in the recent history. That's a tall order for a backup to come in and throw for 200 yards. Heck, it's been tough for starters to throw for 200 yards and two touchdowns.
Here, I think he'll run a lot.
So okay, score two touchdowns.
So I don't know. He'll throw for 200 yards.
Okay,
and he'll account for himself whether throwing or running. He'll get two touchdowns.
Okay. I like it.
And I'll say that's about 70%.
Oh.
I'll go high on that.
I like it. Yeah, I think he's going to be.
USF's not very good.
USF, and here's the other thing. They don't know what to expect from this cat at all.
No.
You think we don't know what to expect with Jaren Hall? Right. Jaren Hall is going to confuse the heck out of this USF team. I hope that whatever the strengths are that they play to for Jaren Hall, but they also have to make sure that Jaren stays healthy too. So they can't just be going out there playing like all these quarterback draws and things like that.
Right.
I don't think
he's going to run by design. It's going to be run by, they call it going native.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I see.
You go back to the things that you feel most comfortable with and you're not sure of yourself. So these young quarterbacks, they'll tend to run more early than just because it's just a new speed. It's a new experience, regardless of how good the other
team
is.
Sure. Scott, what are the odds that Oh, no, let's go. You asked me one.
All right, what are the odds that Zach Moss plays this week against Oregon State?
So he's dying. I don't know where he is health level-wise, but he's dying to play. Guarantee it. Just because these guys are born competitors like that. There's no such thing as a gimme game. Originally, when this injury happened, I think people looked at the Oregon State game and went, whatever, don't play in that one.
Right.
We don't need you for that one.
No, it's a valid point.
But he wants to be back for this one. And I wonder at what point that intersects with keeping this guy happy and making sure the coaching staff is, you know, if he's 65%, you don't let him play. I don't know where his health level's at, though. And you know, with the cryptic message you got from Coach Witt this week of, you know, maybe we do, maybe we don't. Maybe we have all of our guys, maybe we don't. I'm going to say it's a 35% chance that he plays against Oregon State.
So here's the thing.
I wish he did. I hope he's healthy enough to.
Zach Moss came back.
Yeah.
And he's just a guy that, to me, has felt like he's on a mission. Like there's something he's out to prove. I don't know what it is. And I think when he saw the team do well in his absence, like really well.
Yeah.
I think he's like, this team might just leave me in the dust.
So he's feeling like.
I think there's a sense of pressure. I don't care where it is.
It's Tyler Huntley's offense, no question right now. Yeah.
And so, and he may never admit that, but I'm just telling you because he's heard Zach Moss is the guy on offense. He's the best player, blah, 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 blah. And all of a sudden, Tyler Huntley's kind of surpassed that and moved forward.
He's getting some national attention. So
I think it's more in the 60% range.
Because he's dying to get back.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope
he does. And I think also this team is not taking Oregon State lightly. They know we have to be serious every week we stroll onto the field.
Scott, there's only one more of these before we get out. And it has to do with the Red River Rivalry, or as when I was a kid, they used to call it the shootout. Can't call it the shootout anymore because that's inappropriate. You offend people when you say the words shootout. So the Red River Rivalry this weekend, Oklahoma has said that they are not going to do the horns down signal, the hand sign, you know, because the Longhorns do right. The Longhorns thing. And then you want to get at Texas, you give them the old horns down. The coaches say from Oklahoma say, oh, yeah, we're not doing that. What are the odds that that's actually going to be
well,
true?
Well, the coaches may say it, but the players on the field, when the adrenaline gets full, it's going to happen at some point. Some point, 100%
chance.
100% chance.
Oh, I hope so. I love it. Yeah, I love chance. It. I love it. It's not a rivalry, without a little bit of trash talk. Let's do it. Coming right back, more to go. Wrapping things up next with our 2-minute drill on a Friday. Stay with us. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's the amount of money you're talking about when you're talking about making a house purchase. And buying a home and selling a home is a real nerve-wracking process if you don't have somebody who is working for you. And that's why you need to get a realtor, somebody who can really sit down and they know how to work with you. An agent who knows how to sit down and negotiate, an agent who knows how you can set your house up for the most money. Scott, you had an agent as a pro playing football. But it's just as important to get it. You've done it without the agent before, and I know
I've had it both ways. As
it's not good.
Buying and selling a home, and it isn't good. You want someone who's going to be able to negotiate for you and get the best price. You want to have someone who can actually market your home and get it out to as many people as possible. And there's all kinds of inspections, Alex, that go on, and you want to make sure that you're protected on both ends, selling and buying a home. Make sure that this house, all of the little problems are fixed, and you feel comfortable about what you're buying.
Go to MyRealtorStory.com to find real stories of people who have used agents, and it has worked out really, really great for them when they're buying or selling a home. MyRealtorStory.com.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.